This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by an amazing guest. We're joined today by Cindy Bowe. Cindy serves as the Senior Vice President of Strategy and Development at the Nemours Healthcare System. She's also served previously as the leader of their diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. We're going to talk to her today about leadership, about a TED Talk she gave around five business lessons she learned by the age of five as the daughter of immigrant parents, and a lot more about the healthcare system, what it's going to look like in several years. Cindy, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you, your career, Nemours Health, and more?
Thank you so much, Scott. I am, as Scott mentioned, the lead of strategy and business development here at Nemours in the Delaware Valley. And what that means is just expertise in planning for Nemours' new program strategies, new mergers and acquisitions, programmatic growth, as well as other innovations, including, you know, spaces beyond our borders, right, in the international space. As Scott mentioned, I did hold a role in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and really built that up to help our organization really think about population health, starting with health equity. So it's been a pleasure. I've been with Nemours for now 8 years, and in this role, I've been able to create impact around pediatric health and going well beyond medicine. So not just thinking about sick care, but also about health and well-being for our nation's youngest patients.
Thank you very much. And Cindy, take a moment on what are you most excited about and focused on today? Give us a sense of that.
Sure. This is a really, really exciting question because I'm really focused on the whole child. I think when we think about strategy as a whole, typically, people think about new growth, market share, et cetera. I start much more on a basic level, going all the way down to, you know, who we're trying to serve. And when I think about that, I think about either my children, my nieces, nephews, and really thinking about the whole child. Our commitment at Nemours has always been supporting that child at the center, and whether it is clinical care, medical research, school-based health, healing, well-being, et cetera, we always want to make sure that the whole child is in the center. So by starting there, we really start to think about, well, what does pediatric care mean? And as I mentioned in my introduction, we are going well beyond medicine. So what I'm focusing on right now is to really encompass connections between children, family, communities, and systems that they interact with regularly, and really think about all the significant benefits for children's health. That can also mean things around research. That can also mean child advocacy and thinking constantly about transitioning models of care so that we as a nation are focusing not on sick models of care, but thinking about health models of care to be able to really take a proactive approach towards population health. And linking equity in this, it just means that all children whom we serve are able to get a fair shot at being healthy or being at their most optimal health.
Thank you. And take a moment on this subject. You've talked about this in a TED Talk, lessons learned, business lessons learned from your immigrant parents. And I know I had not teed you up there, so told you we're going to ask you about this, but I found it so interesting. Tell us a little bit about that, a little bit about some of the lessons you learned from your parents, about some of the things you shared in the TED Talk.
Scott, thanks so much for bringing that up. I did give a TED Talk a couple of years ago, and I was really inspired by my immigrant parents. They came from China, and one of the things that I realized that I've learned early on, prior to the age of five, actually, have stayed with me, and they've really been ingrained in what my values are and how I lead and how I am as a professional, how I am as a parent. So I'll give you one example that I think is really important, and that is really hustling for what you believe in. As immigrant families come into this country, you know, they really don't take anything for granted. And so from that standpoint, always looking at it from the lens of an opportunity. And so that's the way I think I would encourage leaders to look at different either events or occurrences or things that come up as an opportunity, because if you look at it from the positive and think of it as a growth opportunity or as a development opportunity, there's always room to see the positive. Another one is to honor diversity and inclusion. as immigrants who are coming into this country, it's hard enough to be able to survive, but to be able to respect one another, knowing that we are initially guests in the country, I've learned a lot from my parents to really respect every single person whom I meet, their backgrounds, their stories, because each and every one of us have a story to bring. And it's that diversity that really breeds that cross at work, where we have different people, different talents working on different projects that bring the best solutions, as well as diversity and inclusion when it comes to our patients and families, respecting each and every one of them, where they've come from, what they bring to the table, what they expect from us, and what we can provide to better serve them. So that mindset is always there. I always joke, growing up in New York City, that, you know, when we think about opportunities, it's not such a straight sort of ladder, but we thrive on jungle gyms, right? In the parks, in the city parks. And that's another aspect that I've learned from my parents, that sometimes opportunities, whether they are professional or personal, are definitely in the shape of a jungle gym. They traverse, they help us navigate. And sometimes we may have to go a little bit sideways or down, right, before we go up again. And so those are some of the lessons I learned early on that I'm able to, again, integrate into my daily life right now, as well as impart them as wisdom to those whom I mentor and sponsor in my professional career.
Just fantastic. And I love that analogy to the jungle gym, because it's so true about so many different things. Sometimes you're going up, sometimes you're going sideways, sometimes you're going across, but at the end of the day, you're trying to get to the other side. And just a fascinating perspective. I love that. Talk for a moment, speaking about things going in different directions, what is any thoughts on what the health system of the future looks like, or the Nemours Children's Health System of the future looks like? Either one, the U.S. health system, Nemours Children's, any thoughts on what these start to look more and more like? Any observations or guesses?
Yes, I'll go on the theme of well beyond medicine. Again, really thinking about the whole child and thinking about, you know, health. So when we think about transitioning models of care, that's looking for proactive measures to keep the child healthy. So it's not waiting for the child or the patient to come into our hospital. We can do so much more within the communities that we care for, in the schools, in places of faith, in the neighborhoods, to really bring care to the child and the family. We are also thinking about, when we say transitioning models of care, rather than have insurance companies pay for sickness, right? Or, you know, sick models of care, we're transitioning to pay for health. And what that means is paying us for quality outcomes, paying us for preventative care. So that's really adapting to different models of clinical care as well as business models. I think that the other thing that I would like to note is when we think about really looking at health equity, it's addressing some of those barriers, such as racial health disparities, that have kept us from really optimizing the best. By removing some of those disparities and really thinking about the health and well-being of children is what we believe in. That can come in forms of policy reform to be able to create changes on a national level, both structural and clinical. That can also mean thinking about a much more coordinated approach to be able to understand the whole child. So looking at, you know, where the child lives, the family lives, to where they go to school, so that we get a full story of how the child is thriving within our communities. I think that there are some other enablers that will allow us to be really looking at the future of healthcare, one of which is genomic testing. We're doing some of that at Nemours, which is incredible work. We are looking at virtual care, as many systems are, especially with COVID. We have made that transition to smart technologies to promote, you know, patient well-being, really helping to monitor patient care on a very continuous basis, right? Because of apps and other tools. I would also think that telemedicine has really transformed the way we receive care as a patient and as a provider. Last but not least, I think that there's a huge role for AI and automation in healthcare. I do think that the digital patient data that's used to inform patient care, that can help us get smarter to be able to improve service quality, clinical delivery, et cetera. And with the adoption of robotics and machine learning, artificial intelligence is here to stay. Do believe in that. And last but not least, the place of care. We absolutely want patients to be comfortable at whatever preferred place of care. And that could be at the home, or that could be at schools, or that could be at places of worship. We want to meet patients where they are. And those are the things that the Moores will continue to think about as we think about the future of healthcare, specifically in pediatric health.
Thank you very much. And I love the flexibility in that answer. It's not the place of care has to be the home, it has to be here, it has to be there, it has to be wherever the patient, wherever it makes sense, quite frankly. And of course, depending on what it is. See, one last question. You've had this just tremendous leadership career. Take a moment on what advice would you give to emerging leaders? Any thoughts or advice that you would give to emerging or, you know, developing leaders?
Absolutely. Let's go back to my hometown of New York City and back to the city parks. My advice would be to really look at every single opportunity through this jungle gym approach. And that is to know that sometimes, like you said, to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish or make the impact you want to make, it's not always a straight path. It's not always up. It sometimes can be sideways. It could be down and then up. But knowing that as you traverse through a jungle gym, you'll be able to garner so many different experiences and lessons learned. And by grappling, you know, and playing with the other kids, right, in the playground in this jungle gym, we'll be able to understand each other and hear each other's stories. That will only make us better as people, as leaders, and as, honestly, you know, care providers for our patients and families. So know the jungle gym and know how to climb it, because that's our reality, and never be afraid to go sideways or down and up. Really just navigate through the jungle gym. That's my advice, and that would be the opportunity that I can offer emerging leaders.
And we love that advice. One last question, probably the most important question. Where can people find your TED Talk if they're inclined to listen to your TED Talk on lessons you learned when you were younger than five as the daughter of immigrants? Where can people find the TED Talk?
Absolutely. You know, everyone can Google search, and it's on YouTube. So my TED Talk is available on YouTube for anyone who wants to see the full talk. It's really paying respect to my parents to be able to really come into this country and give, you know, everything up for my family and myself. It's entitled Business Lessons Learned by Age 5 from My Immigrant Parents under Cindy Bow. And if you Google that, you'll see that while my formal education and training has helped me, it really has been instilled early on by my immigrant parents, some of these values or business lessons that are really relevant today throughout life, personally and professionally. And I hope that everybody gets a chance to view it. It's not too long, and I plan to share it with my own son as well, who's 9, when he's a little bit older. So that's a moment that we can share together, that I can then pass on some things I've learned from my parents to my own children.
I assume your son will find it as inspiring as we do. Cindy, I want to thank you for joining us in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you always, and what a remarkable story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Scott. Appreciate the opportunity.